This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump faced a wave of condemnation Tuesday, the day after he sided with Russian President Vladimir Putin's denial that Moscow meddled in the 2016 presidential election, rather than the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had interfered. American University International Relations Professor Keith Darden says he thinks as a result of President Trump's comments, Congress will not allow him to manage the U.S. relationship with Russia.
We're not going to have a relationship with Russia now. No one's going to allow the spectacle to be repeated that we saw in Helsinki. And the Congress is essentially going to keep taking Russia policy out of the hands of the president.
A wide array of Republican and Democratic lawmakers condemned Trump's stance, calling it embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. VOA's Jeff Custer reports Taliban insurgents attacked a police checkpoint in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 in Afghanistan.
A spokesman for the provincial governor said that 7 other police were wounded in the attack. The provincial police spokesman said 25 Taliban were killed and 15 others wounded in the battle. Kandahar is one of the most violent districts of Afghanistan, close to the Pakistani border. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
After intercepting 160 Eurobound migrants near the shores of Libya, a migrant aid group has accused Libya's Coast Guard of abandoning 3 people on the Mediterranean Sea. ProActiva Open Arms said it found one woman alive Tuesday and another dead, along with the body of a toddler amid the drifting remains of a destroyed migrant boat 80 nautical miles from the Libyan coast. The organization posted images and video of the wreckage and the dead bodies on social media, accusing both a merchant ship and Libya's Coast Guard for failing to help the 3 migrants. This is VOA News. The European Union and Japan signed a sweeping new free trade deal that creates the world's largest open economic zone, covering a third of the global economy. European Council President Donald Tusk says the trade deal with Japan aims to shine a light in the increasing darkness of international politics.
We are sending a clear message that you can count on us. We are predictable, both Japan and the EU. Predictable, responsible, and will continue defending a world order based on rules, on freedom, on transparency, and common sense.
The accord was signed Tuesday in Tokyo by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, European Council President Donald Tusk, and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports the official pro-Brexit campaign group has been fined and referred to the police.
The investigation found that Vote Leave gave over $800,000 to Be Leave, another Brexit campaign group that focused on young voters. They were working together but didn't declare it. As a result, Vote Leave has been fined $80,000. Be Leave founder Darren Grimes has also been fined. But Vote Leave said the Commission had a political agenda and that the accusations were false. Britain leaves the EU in March next year, but the country remains deeply divided over whether it should leave or not.
That was Reuters reporter Sarah Charlton. Former U.S. President Barack Obama made his highest profile speech Tuesday, urging people around the world to respect human rights in an address marking the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth.
I believe in Nelson Mandela's vision. I believe in a vision shared by Gandhi and King and Abraham Lincoln. I believe in a vision of equality and justice and freedom and multiracial democracy built on the premise that all people are created equal.
Obama opened by describing today's times as strange and uncertain. Amazon workers are on strike in Spain to coincide with the company's big Prime Day, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Amazon employees in Spain are striking over salary and working conditions to coincide with the online retailer's global sales event, Prime Day. Unions say that nearly 80% of the workers walked off their positions at Amazon's largest packing and distribution center, located near Madrid, after reporting similar numbers on Monday. In an email statement, the company says salaries for more than 2,000 employees in Spain with permanent jobs were competitive and accompanied by benefits. Amazon created Prime Day in 2015 to mark its 20th anniversary and help boost shopping vacations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.